Right now, we have Ronnie on the line. Welcome to 1590 The Connection. Ronnie, you're a teacher with the Camarillo Yoga Center, but more importantly, you teach laughter yoga.
You bet I do, Maria.
I think that is amazing. And we're speaking with you this morning, not only about laughter yoga, but about World Laughter Day, which is Sunday, May 6th.
Yes.
And the popularity has grown because of the laughter yoga movement.
Yeah.
And I didn't know about either, so that shows you where I'm at in my
I mean, everybody catches up eventually with what's going on. It's just that there's so much going on, like you just said, everywhere around the world. What's going to happen on World Laughter Day is that they're going to have a picnic on the lawn. It's going to be free. Belvedere, Los Angeles, the park in Belvedere Park in Los Angeles.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be a whole free day on Sunday from around noon until 4 o'clock in the afternoon. It's going to start with picnic on the lawn. You bring your own and you clean up after yourself, please. And then after that, they're going to have the taiko drummers, which is those huge Japanese drums. They're going to start off with that. And then they're going to have a group laughter session, and then they're going to have...
Wait. What is a group laughter session?
A group laughter session. That's someone will get up like a laughter yoga leader like myself and lead the whole fantastic huge amount of people into a laughter activity. And I can tell you what that's all like myself because I do it every Saturday morning at the Camarillo Yoga Studio at 7:30 in the morning.
Okay.
And but anyway, so then after that, they're going to have laughter competitions, which sounds funny, but it is. Best laughing man, woman, kid, and senior. Then they're going to have a musical concert with Scott Huckabee. And if anybody wants to get any information, how to find a place and anything else, they can look at laughangeles.com. and or call, want me to give the number for
sure.
Calling? 213-716-7167. And this all started with Dr. Patati, who's a medical doctor in India, and he decided that when he wrote an article called Laughter, Best Medicine, he looked around, nobody was laughing. So he said, he decided that he needed to add laughter to the world, so he went down to the local park and said, "Hey, you walkers, come with me. We're going to do some laughing." And, of course, they laughed at him.
Now, when was this?
This was 1995 was
okay.
The first one.
Okay.
And then since then, it's grown. It's like over 5,000 clubs around the world in over 55 countries. And that's the groups are going to be celebrating Laughter Day, World Laughter Day, another brainchild of Dr. Katadia. And it's going to be a fantastic event everywhere. You know, and ours is going to... And we're lucky. L.A., Los Angeles is getting... Dr. Katadia himself will be in town doing this thing here.
On Sunday?
Yes, on Sunday. He'll be there.
At the Belvedere Park?
Yes.
Where is that? I don't know of it.
I do. Okay. It's at 4865 East 1st Street. And like I said, you can go on MapQuest or call that number, and they'll tell you how to get down there.
Okay.
And then afterwards, I'll go down there, too. So that's kind of handy.
Now, Ronnie, does laughter yoga differ from regular yoga?
Absolutely. What it is, first of all, it's a fun way to reduce stress and tension and to relieve depression and anxiety. It's not political. It's not religious. It's trying to seek world peace by bringing laughter into people's lives, and then that will connect people and make a little more peaceful world is what Dr. Katadia is hoping for. And what happens in laughter yoga is that you use your body to put your body through the physical motions of laughter and happiness, and then the emotions will follow.
Mm-hmm.
And that happens because our brain can't tell the difference between spontaneous laughter and physically induced laughter. And if our body tells our brain we're happy, then we get all the physiological and psychological benefits of regular laughter.
And that follows the adage that emotion follows behavior.
Exactly. And like you were saying earlier, establishing new neural pathways, that's exactly what you're doing. Your body, through your behavior, is creating new pathways in your brain that say, we're going on the happy path. We're not going on depression path now. We're choosing a happy path, and we're going to create it right now by going through these motions. And indeed, that does happen. In fact, one of the ladies from my laughter yoga class said that she came back the following week, and she said that her husband heard in her voice that her depression had lifted when she came back from laughter yoga. And that happens all the time. In fact, did you see the Oprah show, the laughter yoga segment?
I did not.
Okay, well, Reggie, her makeup man, also said the same thing. He said, "I went in extremely depressed after laughter yoga. I came out, I felt like a big load had been lifted off my back, and I felt a whole lot happier." And so that's what's happening when you do this. You don't need a mat. You don't need a yoga mat. You just bring your body. and a willingness to laugh for no reason, no jokes. You don't have to be happy to laugh. That's what's so cool about this. You don't use your brain to judge if something is funny or not. You just do the physical exercise. If you do the physical exercise, you'll get the reduction in stress, and you can lower high blood pressure, you increase your digestion, and on and on. I mean, and also it boosts your immune system.
And you know what's funny about laughter? Funny about laughter.
That's a pun.
Yeah,
you did it.
I laugh a lot and often. I find things funny and ironic and whatever, and never at the expense of somebody else in general.
No.
But I'm always amazed at people who, in fact, my boss, we meet every Thursday and we meet the boss, and he was saying, you know, as you get older, you don't laugh as often. And I said, I have belly laughs regularly. And he goes, well, I guess I'm going to have to hang around you more often.
Yeah.
So as he was leaving the studio after our segment was over and we're in a commercial break, I said something to him and he went, and I said, see?
See?
And he was like, so it's almost like if you give yourself permission to,
yeah,
you actually will, because we used to laugh a lot.
Absolutely.
And I still laugh a lot. But it's the other thing I'm surprised at, Ronnie, too,
yeah,
is that some people try to laugh and it sounds forced and contrived,
yeah,
and artificial.
Uh-huh.
And it's almost like they know they should, but they don't really know how to.
Uh-huh. Interesting thought. Interesting thought.
And I would imagine that a class such as yours would allow people to use that muscle, and maybe through use, they,
yes,
will then have it become more spontaneous and authentic.
Exactly. That's exactly. And one of the guys in my class who comes back regularly now says, you know, in between classes, I'm beginning to see things that are funny, because I tell them, look for the funny. It's
right,
there.
Right.
And they have. They begin laughing about things that they would have been upset about, angry, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And instead they go, well, that's silly. They laugh at it. And they go, wow, that's a new feeling. And it's just because they've trained themselves. They're training their brain to look for the happy. And that's what it's a really simple thing. What laughter yoga is about is also yoga breathing techniques. And it's playful laughter exercises, and it's all very simple. We're tapping into that natural joy that we all have. You know, Dr. Horton was talking about the natural peace.
Yes.
Well, that's the same center. That place, we have a fountain of joy within us. We just need to tap into it. We need to have a method to get to it. Well, guess what? Laughter yoga will tap into that, and then you can be more playful in your life. You know, a childlike playfulness. But you have to let go of your serious adult thinking first. You come in and I say, okay, all the left brainers have to send it on a vacation. We're going to go in and use the right brain right now. Because the left brain is where all the math and your problem-solving skills and your logic and your judgment and all that stuff, just let it take a little vacation, a little mini vacation. We're going to go now. We're going to have the right brain come out to play.
And your type A people, I would imagine, too.
Oh,
they're task-oriented.
People and people who are really very intellectual have the hardest time letting go of it. Just let go of it. It's okay.
And what does that say about me?
It's giving them permission to be silly for a few minutes. Nobody's going to hurt. It's in a very safe environment.
It must not be very
playful attitude.
Intellectual, huh?
Then eventually the laughter comes naturally. After a while, it begins to be real spontaneous laughter. Because you let it all happen. You let it just hang out, and it's good.
So, Ronnie, the Camarillo Yoga Center, where you conduct your laughter yoga class,
uh-huh,
is every Saturday at 7:30 in the morning.
Yes, it's free.
Free?
Huh?
Free. Yeah,
free. Absolutely free to the public. And here's the reason why. The woman who owns the place, Audrey Mercia, has given me the opportunity to do this free. She's letting me do a free class in her place as a community service.
Nice.
To spread that laughter and the world peace and the joy that we need.
That's awesome.
That's
cool. So, just before we run out of time, Ronnie, the Camarillo Yoga Center is located in Ventura County where?
5800 Santa Rosa Road, and it's between the Long's Drugstore and the Bank of America. It's in a shopping center outside of Leisure Village.
And Ronnie, do you have contact information you would like to share with our listeners?
Yes, I would, actually. If they're interested in finding out more about what the class is like, they could go to ronnieradio.com.
ronnieradio.com.
And has a description of the class there and the address of Camarillo Yoga.
And
you can go to camarilloyoga.com.
Let's promote, you have a radio program, too.
Well, what I do is, yes, in fact, I'll be talking to Dr. Kataria this coming Saturday on KCLU, believe it or not.
And that
at
is
2 o'clock in the afternoon, Beyond Words, KCLU 88.3.
Yeah, that's what I was in the Tri-County, it's heard.
Excuse me?
It's heard in the Tri-Counties.
Yes, yes, absolutely. Santa Barbara and Ventura County.
And San Luis Obispo, too.
And it's going to be really fun to talk to him, and he'll explain everything about how he came up with all this and why it works and all of those good things.
Perfect for World Laughter Day. Ronnie, thank you for your time this morning. I really appreciate connecting back with you.
Hey, thank you, Maria, for the opportunity.
You're welcome. And Ronnie's information will be on our website later on this morning. And again, World Laughter Day is this Sunday, May 6th, and we will have that contact information as well.
Wonderful.
And thank you so much for your time this morning. Really appreciate it, Ronnie.